Sin was stunned by their exchange. He'd never seen demons this chatty. Simmy was more like a spoiled teenaged girl than a flesh-eating demon.
Is this... what is...
He stopped because he was rambling as he tried to make sense of them.
I have to say that I've never witnessed this before. They do this a lot?
Kat laughed. Simmy hasn't adjusted to her sister yet. They're having socialization issues. Zarina curled her lip.
I'm not having an issue with anything, other than the fact the cursed god has made my sister strange.
Sin frowned.
Cursed god would be Akron?
Simmy belongs to him, Kat explained.
Oh, that couldn't be good.
Simmy beamed. The Simmy is Akri's daughter. Zarina made a choking noise.
How many times do I have to tell you that you are not the daughter of the cursed god? You are the daughter of two demons. Stop calling your Akri your daddy. It makes my wings droop.
Simmy stuck her tongue out at Zarina.
My Akri is my daddy. He said so, and it is so. So your wings can droop all they want, 'cause it won't change anything.
Sin was still befuddled by the two of them. How were these two supposed to help them combat the Galu? Kassar would tear them apart. Rubbing the back of his neck uncomfortably, he looked at Kat.
Are you sure we shouldn't see about getting another set of demons? I don't see how they're going to help, given the way they're arguing.
Oh, trust me, Kat said with a short laugh. The fighting stops as soon as food comes into the picture.
Food?
Simmy stopped her tirade instantly.
Where's some food?
Is it good food?
Zarina chimed in. Simmy rolled her eyes at her sister.
Is there such a thing as bad food?
Well, yeah, there's Damon. They're kind of gamey tasting, and they stick in my fangs.
Oh, that's true,
Simmy agreed.
But I have this one kind of barbecue sauce from New Orleans that can kill that gamey taste. It makes them really good eats. Rank Damon meat right up there with human and opossum.
Zarina looked thrilled.
Is that the sauce I saw in your room with the woman with a leather whip on it?
Oh, no, that's pain and suffering, but that one's good too. This one's got a man who's breathing fire like a fat dragon, only he's not fat, he's...
Excuse me, demons?
Sin asked, interrupting them. They looked at him as if he were about to be added to their menu. And coming under their full attention was a big mistake. As soon as Zarina's gaze met his, recognition lit her black eyes.
You, a Sumerian.
Her eyes flashed yellow as her skin mottled with red and black wings grew out of her back. He braced for the fight, but before she could attack, Kat stepped in front of him.
Calm down, Zarina. Sin's on our side.
Zarina spat on his floor, which irritated the hell out of him, and he was sure housekeeping wouldn't appreciate it either.
Death to all Sumerians.
They're not all bad,
Simmy said, crossing her arms over her chest.
Akri knew this one Sumerian who was a fisherman for a long time. He's really nice to the Simmy. He used to feed me these tasty balls of fish all soaked in olive oil and wrapped in grape leaves. Then he let the Simmy eat fish cakes and the eyeballs. Fish eyes are very tasty, especially in olive oil.
Zarina growled at her.
Sumerians are all enemies to the Karanti.
Simmy put her hand on her hip and cocked her head.
Well, that's just stupid. You can't hate an entire race because one or two of them are mean. What you got against the Sumerians anyway?
They created the Galu demons to kill us.
Ooh,
Simmy's face brightened.
I like them Galu demons. They're so crispy when you burn them. Akri used to let me eat them by the dozen, and he never cared, neither. Not like when I'd eat people. But then all them Galu went away, and the Simmy couldn't eat them anymore. I really missed them. They were so yummy.
And now they're back, Kat said, gaining their attention again.